professionals. Well, the professionals, I interviewed 35 professionals, 11 breast surgeons, 11 plastic surgeons, 11 clinical nurse specialists and 2 clinical psychologists. And although they were more positive about the patient journey overall, there were real issues. Surgeons were concerned that patients referred to centres without plastic surgical expertise weren't being offered a full range of reconstructions, or they were being deliberately misinformed about different forms of reconstruction so that control and ownership of reconstructive services could be maintained locally. This surgeon said, "We used to do all the reconstructions until the oncoplastic breast surgeons arrived, and they stopped. They completely stopped. Patients are being denied abdominal flaps." Another plastic surgeon commented, There's one surgeon on our patch who tells patients, "Oh, you don't want a DEP, they've got a 50% failure rate." That's just disinformation. And this conflict between ownership was compounded by the fact that there was distrust between the specialties about the level of skills each different specialty had. This plastic surgeon said, "If it was cardiac surgery, there'd be quite a lot of surgeons who wouldn't be doing breast reconstruction. I think a lot of breast surgeons have to be very honest about exactly how skilled they were." And these are all comments from plastic surgeons, but equally breast surgeons had similar concerns about their plastic surgical colleagues.